Yeah, you know, you're playing with big cavities and short spacing and all that stuff. You just need a bit more oomph to do a traditional repeater pair. Now, you could do something unusual, but even if you did something unusual, the cavity is just physically larger, you know, because it's VHF. And, you know, and the most you could get, even if you got creative about them, you know, you wouldn't be able to get much more than a couple of meg down there. You know, the whole band, you know, what, 144 to, you know, 148. So you only got 4 meg to play with. You can't put FM, you know, if you were the lowest, I don't know what the lowest simplex band is and the highest, you know, but you might be able to sneak 2 meg out of it, you know, so. Yeah, it's going to be a thing. Now, you know, don't forget, you can always do simplex, right? You know, a simplex node, you know, solves a lot of problems. You know, you get all the benefit of seeing if it fills volume and works for you from an RF perspective, and it's only one radio. And, you know, so, I mean, if you wanted to, you could do something like that. And you could even do that in addition to, you could run 2 nodes on the same server, and you could have one running a simplex VHF and one running the little full duplex UHF, and, you know, see if one's better than the other, you know. So, but, you know, you gotta decide how much antenna tomfoolery you want to do. Speaking of tomfoolery, Tom, oh, I got the text, yes.